Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia celebrated its 80th independence anniversary with Merdeka Run 8K in Jakarta on August the 24th, starting from Merdeka Palace. Thousands of participants joined two categories, an 8-kilometer route for professional runners and a 4.5-kilometer route for the public, families and communities. Cabinet ministers, athletes, citizens ran together, highlighting the spirit of unity and importance of healthy living. Indonesian Railway Company has installed solar power plants at 66 sites, cutting carbon emissions by 1,400 tons annually and saving up to 2.5 billion rupees, or around $161,000 each year. Vice President of Public Relations and Purba on August 24 said the initiative reflects the company's commitment to sustainability and reducing reliance on fossil fuels. The company plans to expand installations to 23 more locations this year, aligning with Indonesia's renewable energy goals. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Project Pop is in the house, y'all. Baby, oh lihatlah dirimu, seperti tak ingin mau lanjutkan hidup. Maybe kamu patah hatimu, pacarmu mengkhianatimu. Oh iri hatimu ketika mantanmu terlihat dari jauh. Punya pacar baru lebih keren darimu, takkan mau jatuh cinta lagi. Oh, jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up.
I know that you miss him so you look so sick kayak dodo.
Ayolah beranjak berangkat bareng teman-teman.
just having fun. Nonton film, makan-makan, pergi liburan.
Karaoke, shopping-shopping, walking-walking. Yang penting bawa hatimu lebih tenang. Jika begini kamu yang rugi, dianya mungkin tak peduli. Jangan berhenti kayak mau mati. Baby you gotta wake up. Kalahkan dengan cinta, rasa benci, dendam dan sakit hatimu. Kalahkan dengan dan lanjutkanlah hidup. I say, baby you gotta let go. Ngapain sih cari foto-foto? I know you miss him so you look so sick kayak dodo. I say, baby gotta let go. Ngapain sih cari foto-foto? I know you miss him so you look so sick kayak dodo. Kalahkan dengan cinta, rasa benci, dendam dan sakit hatimu.
Voice of Indonesia. And the voice of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. But now, I'd like to ask us to go into, where is it? Should it be in Jakarta now or not? But apparently, we are going to Bukit Tinggi with my friend Aldila, because there is the We Are Site Managers International Symposium, and in which they also have an official visit to the historic Padang Panjang Railway Station. And to know more the significance behind all this, let's ask Aldila. So, Aldila, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. This morning is unwell. And how about you in Jakarta?
It's quite well, and a lot of roads are being blocked recently, so the people at the office are trying to get into the office quite earlier than usual. And in Bukit Tinggi, before we jump into what we are going to talk about, is how is the weather today? It seems so hot out there.
Oh, today is a sunny day and I love this Monday.
Okay, so let's talk about the visit. My producer is looking at me right now. So what can you share with us this morning?
Okay, today I would like to talk about the total of 45 delegates from 15 countries participating in the We Are Site Managers International Symposium visited the Padang Panjang Railway Station earlier today. And this visit is part of the symposium official agenda, which will continue through Thursday. And the Padang Panjang Railway stations hold a key place in the history of the Ombilin Coal Mining Heritage of Sawalunto, built during the Dutch colonial era. And the stations once served as a major transit hub from transporting coal from Sawalunto to Teluk Bayur Port in Padang. And today it stands as a historical tourism site and showcasing old coal transportation carries and also preserving the industrial legacy of the region. And Padang Panjang Regional Secretary Mr. Sony welcomed the delegates and expressed his appreciations for the visit, and he emphasized that this moment not only helps introduce the city of Padang Panjang to an international audience, but also reaffirms the importance of the Ombilin coal mining heritage, which was recognized by UNESCO as the World Heritage Sites in 2019. And Rahmat Gindo, a member of the symposium steering committee, stated that the visit carries strategic significance. He highlighted that beyond historical appreciations, the visit serves to strengthen ongoing efforts in protecting and managing World Heritage Sites through international collaboration and shared learning. Steve.
Okay, and it is so nice, right? It's because talking about the We Are Site Managers itself, this year it is held in Sawalunto, and last year it was in our neighbor in Penang, Malaysia. So it's it share a lot of significance for this. And so far, how many countries there are joining this that you know that you might stumble upon recently?
Okay, it's about 15 countries, and with 45 delegates.
Okay, that's so nice. And I believe not only those participants and delegates, but even the listener of the Voice of Indonesia need to go there to the historical railway itself if they go to Bukit Tinggi and even the West Sumatra itself. Thank you very much, Aldila, for joining with us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Okay, listener, that is Aldila from Bukit Tinggi with a kind of, how do we call it, crickets behind her. It means that it is a very good day in the regions in Indonesia, because in other parts of the city you will not be able to see it. And more from the Voice of Indonesia is still available here, so make sure to stay tuned with us at Radio Service Voice of Indonesia.
Maafkanlah semua salahku, jika ini yang buatmu tinggalkanku. Dengarkan aku, jangan menyerah dulu, tak mau kehilanganmu. Tetaplah di sini denganku, ku tak ingin kau berpaling dahulu.
Coba kita ulangi lagi, mulai dari awal lagi. In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Menuju kenangan baru.
Kita muda dan berbeda. Hadapi hari bersama. Let's fly away and don't come back. So let's go.
And you're still tuned to another World Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And yes, it is supposed to be a summertime or dry season in the country, but it's always raining here and now. We don't understand what is happening right now. But I'd like to give you something that is certainly happening in Indonesia, is that if you want to get some scholarship to Indonesia to study Indonesian language or even culture, there is the scholarship, and if you want to know about it, you got to listen to this next one. So make sure to stay tuned with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome to a special episode of VOI Talk. And right now, in the studio, live on Voice of Indonesia English broadcast, where today I'm going to discuss something outside Indonesia. Not just outside Indonesia, but it is actually in Indonesia. But it is quite an interesting program. And with the theme of today, Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship in 2025. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm here with three honorable guests. We have here Ibu Ani Nigeriawati. How are you, Bu?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so then we have two guests from outside of Indonesia, and one of them is Emmanuel Kiganza. How are you today?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here today.
Yeah. Okay, so, and finally we have Monoj Kadga. I'm sorry, I don't want to mispronounce your name. Okay, so Emmanuel and Monoj is a student from Nepal and Tanzania. Mm-hmm. So they are coming to Jakarta, Indonesia, to Universitas Negeri Jakarta to learn more about the cultures and arts of Indonesia there. Mm-hmm. So without any further ado, let's begin the interview. So you don't have to be nervous. It's just going to be a chill conversation between
sure.
us. Okay, so first I would like to ask Buani first.
Yeah.
So could you explain a little bit to us about the vision and objectives behind this Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program? And I heard it's been started since 2003.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. So Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship, mm-hmm. it was first introduced in 2003. Mm-hmm. It is now one of our flagship programs. It is the instrument for us mm-hmm. to bring mm-hmm. our partner countries closer mm-hmm. to Indonesia. It is an instrument of soft power diplomacy to strengthen people-to-people contact. And it is one of the most effective cultural diplomacies that we have been undertaking. And we have alumni of this program since it was introduced in 2003. We have 1,069 alumni from 84 countries. Oh. And now with the participants in this program this year, we are going to have 1,081 alumni from 85 countries, because Nepal
is the first.
This is the first for Nepal.
Okay. Yeah.
We are welcoming Nepal to the family of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship.
Okay, that is amazing, everyone. You can clap if you want.
Yay.
So Indonesia is keep expanding its bilateral relation between other countries also.
Yes.
And of course, Nepal is the newest one, so I would like to ask Manoj. Manoj, so can you explain to me, how do you find out about this program, and maybe like, is there any like a test to go to Indonesia or like a assignment to do before you go to Indonesia?
So how I came to know about this program was back in my country. I do some international programs, like many countries from all over the world come to us and we do some programs. And from that, there is one sir of us that he told me, "Oh, Manoj, if you are interested, I know you love exploring the countries and you love exploring the cultures. So yeah, you should go there and give it a go." So I was really excited and knowing about this Indonesian culture, it's been really excited and good for me. And yeah, from that I got the chance, and yeah, I just applied it, and maybe
We did the, you know, did the selection.
Oh, selection. Okay.
And he was selected.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Selamat, we say, as we say it in Indonesia. Okay, so moving on to Emmanuel.
Yes.
So, how do you know about this program? And maybe like, it's going to be a different question from Manoj. Maybe like, what is your most memorable thing when you first come to Indonesia? Is it like the suddenly when you came and then the weather suddenly like burst through your face?
Oh,
like,
oh, so that is so interesting. Mm-hmm. My first impression when I came to Indonesia, first I can categorize it. First, when I take off the plane, the incredible hospitality of the people of Indonesia was so amazing. Just imagine, I was in airport and I asked someone about something and he don't know English, but we communicate.
Oh.
Yeah, so we communicate and he show me the way. So it was so amazing. It's not everywhere that you can get that hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is first one. And the second one is weather. In Indonesia, it's a little bit different to my country. I was like, oh, so this I feel in Indonesia. Yeah. And then another is building, yes,
buildings.
Culture,
mm-hmm.
Yes, culture, and everything, people, foods.
Okay.
Yeah, music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so unique.
Mm.
I feel like, oh, this is so good. Yeah, and while we are continue to our program, I was like feeling like, oh, so this program is so it's so important.
Mm.
Maybe I can be like an ambassador to my fellow youth, so I can tell what I feel right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
Okay, I think we're going to have the next ambassador of Tanzania. Okay, that's really amazing. So, coming again to Buani, I would like to ask you, like, in this program,
mm-hmm.
so since 2003, it mm-hmm. keeps expanding and expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that since today's program is going to be held until the 23rd of
August.
August,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
23rd of August. Will the students over here
mm-hmm.
experience the Indonesian independence? And I think I would like to know, what
yes.
are you planning to
right.
show them
right.
from the Kamlu side of the story?
Yes, basically now they are officially
mm-hmm.
friends of Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
By joining, participating in this program, they are friends of Indonesia. And when they return to their home country, we would like them
mm-hmm.
to connect with our embassies
mm-hmm.
or our missions
yes.
in their respective countries. Therefore, while they are here, we want to introduce them as much as possible what we can offer, not only about the culture itself, but also the tradition, way of life, and then how Indonesian people live together side by side, as well as we are approaching the celebration of our Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have them actually in our carnival
mm-hmm.
On the 17th of August to celebrate the our Independence Day, Indonesia's
mm-hmm.
Independence Day. We are going to have a carnival in Monas. And yeah, as part of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs carnival.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so coming to Monas, mm-hmm. especially on the Independence Day,
mm-hmm.
I think there will experience many festive
exactly,
things.
Exactly.
You can see jets flying around the Monas, as you heard over here. And then, like, I think, is there a chance for them to, like, mm-hmm. Meet maybe with the president of Indonesia if they have the chance? Like,
well,
the parade?
There is no schedule
okay.
For doing so.
Mm-hmm.
But they already met with our vice foreign minister and had chit chat, and then already visited our ministry's building as well to visit the Gedung Pancasila. And then I think from the University of Negeri Jakarta already took them around Jakarta as well to introduce them with the historical buildings and the beautiful sights that Jakarta can offer.
Okay, that is really amazing. And so, moving back to the two of you, I heard that you went to Universitas Negeri Jakarta. Actually, I'm an alumni there. And so, what do you think about when visiting to Universitas Negeri Jakarta, and what did my campus, like our Universitas Negeri Jakarta, showed you around Jakarta, Indonesia? Is there like any stories that you would like to share to us?
maybe story. It's like many of students in the same hospitality. From students to other people, they something we share different things, some story, some culture, because I'm from another place, they from here, so they are interesting to know much better about my culture, my country, how do we live, our food the same to Indonesian, so it's good, yeah.
What about you, Munaj?
Yeah, when we go to UNJ, every day there's something happening. A lot of students are doing many activities, and we just see that and we are enjoying it. And sometimes we talk with them, and we went to a few buildings, a few faculties. Everything was great, so yeah, it was great.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay, so maybe the question for the three of you, I would like to ask you, how are you going to spend, since we are in the festive mood, especially for the 80th anniversary of, and I mean the 80th Independence Day of Indonesia. Is there any plans on from the ministry and also the both of you to like celebrate the Independence Day?
As far as I know, Universitas Negeri Jakarta on the 17th of August, they're going to organize competition, you know, like festivities in their campus where they can, you know, join, such as, you know, like the activities, sport activities, and other activities that you normally have during the celebration of Indonesia's Independence Day. Those kind of activities, they're going to have it, and in the evening they're going to be taking part in the carnival that I mentioned in Monas.
So it is going to be a busy schedule for you this Sunday.
So you will enjoy it.
You will enjoy it. Of course you must enjoy it. Okay, now speaking outside of the topic, I would like to ask about the culture of Indonesia. Maybe like, can you tell me what is your most unique and tasty food, maybe, when you visit Indonesia?
Yeah, there are like lot of it, and especially the friend of mine, they recommended me, you should try this, so the martabak.
Oh, martabak?
Yeah.
Okay.
The martabak, I like it, it's really good, and about the curry, the rendang. Chicken rendang.
Chicken rendang.
I really like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, martabak, is it the sweet one or the egg one?
It's the chocolate peanut one.
Oh, chocolate peanut.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. So, it's quite unique. Usually, what they usually mention is rendang, but when you say martabak, it's like, oh, it's new. The one who recommends you that is, should get applause for it.
Yeah, I'll give them applause.
Emmanuel, what about you?
There is a lot of food, and every day, like, I try a new thing. Sometimes I forget name, but I remember, like, oh, there's something. But my favorite is nasi goreng.
Nasi goreng, of course. I agree with you, because that's my favorite as well.
Yeah, it's
maybe like Buani, maybe what is your favorite food in Indonesia? Since the ministry go around taste foods.
Interestingly, my directorate of public diplomacy are taking care of the promotion of Indonesian food. We have this program, what we call it, the Indonesian Gastro Diplomacy Series. We promote our food to international audience. And from the ministry itself, we do have this database, what we call it, dashboard of Indonesian Gastro Diplomacy, that presents the number of Indonesian restaurants overseas, as well as the most favorite Indonesian food overseas. Five.
There's five.
Yes, five. First one is rendang. Second one, nasi goreng. Third one, gado-gado. The fourth one is satay. And the fifth one is noodle. Like meatball. Noodle, bakso, and then rank six is soto.
Soto.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of foods, I'm getting really hungry after. Okay. As we are reaching the afternoon, I'm going to ask the final question for the three of our honorable guests here. Like, can you say three words for the Independence Day of Indonesia and maybe in Indonesia in general? Describe it in three words.
Well,
it's simple. You like food, unity, and hospitality. It's good enough. Okay.
That's the one.
Make your own. Don't use mine. Okay.
May I start from you?
Hospitality?
Mm-hmm.
A unit.
Unit.
And friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, of course. The friendship between nations is really important as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And Manoj.
One, diversity.
Diversity.
And another, I shouldn't miss food.
Food, okay.
Yeah, and the culture.
Culture.
Yeah.
And maybe Bu Ani, describe this program in three words. Not Indonesia, but this program.
This program.
Yes.
Friendship.
Friendship.
People to people.
People to people, okay.
Contact.
All right.
Friends of Indonesia.
Friends of Indonesia. You heard it there, folks. And thank you so much for the three of you for coming to the studio and share your experience and describing to us about this program, especially here in Voice of Indonesia. Okay, thank you so much, Buani, Emmanuel, and Manoj for coming here.
Thank you so much.
And for listener, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this special interview. And it is really unique. And I hope the best for Indonesia and also the other countries that is in relations with Indonesia and keep getting closer together and maybe spread the words of peace from Indonesia to the world in the future, and maybe from Nepal and Tanzania to the world.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. My name is Ray, and I'll see you in the other episode of Special Interview with the Voice of Indonesia VI Talk. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terpaksa aku sendiri, sementara saja kini. Bersabarkan datang hari, meskipun ku lelah. Aku takut kamu tak mengerti, caraku sampaikan rasa ini. Kamu tak mengerti, ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat ungkapkan rasa. agar kamu kan percaya begitu ku butuh cinta. Kembali lagi terulang, tergores hatiku ini setelah lama menyimpan rasa ini terlalu. Kan aku tuh bisa dapat ungkapkan rasa agar kamu kan percaya begitu ku butuh cinta. Ajarkan aku tuh bisa dapat merangkai kata agar kamu kan dengarkan bibirku katakan cinta. Caraku sampaikan rasa ini, kamu tak mengerti. Takut gagal terus begini.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Sama air mata lalu. sedihnya hatiku kala melihat kau tiada sedikit pun kata yang terucap dari mulutmu untuk sekedar memberikan isyarat perpisahan untuk selaksa rindu yang kau tinggalkan bersama air mata relung hati.
And you're still tuned to the Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And if you are looking for some new tastes, I really recommend you to try durian. Ignore all the prejudice, ignore all the anxiety about this fruit, because to understand something, you really need to try it. So here is a story about durian, the king for everyone.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone.
Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian bower, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java.
Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with blackthorn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and menibor. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beans our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara
is this durian ripe? Tenor, we test by bass. Striking it.
Suara tinggi,
we know there is baritone, tenor, and bass.
Nah, suaranya,
high, medium, and low.
Bass.
The ripe one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so we strike bass, it.
Toh, dipukul.
It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Ngatina, says we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Yeah, Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
And never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya
just dan pick a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Nah. Baru
then, we slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor. Or in Purworejo, they have the Durian Kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel.
Surat cinta ini, surat cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Satu dan dua hari ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memahami. senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening.